Hey, Cody. Hey, did you guys get any deliveries for me today?
No, why? You expecting something?
Yeah, buddy. Dude, today's the day I get my Kalashnikov ham radio from Russia.
You ordered something from Russia? Can you do that?
Totally. Dude, ever since they threw out the commies, they're having like this big giant Eastern Bloc clearance sale over there. Lost our nation, everything must go. Dude, check out this catalog.
Oh, wow. Those Pinkos really know how to move the merchandise.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, dude, that's it. My Kalashnikov ham radio is here. Thank you very much. All right.
A delivery for Cody Lambert.
That's me, dude.
Sign here.
Cool.
Listen, bud, I gotta tell you something. I've been in this business for 15 years, and this is the strangest delivery I've ever made.
What, you never delivered a ham radio before?
Oh, no, I've delivered a lot of those. Just that I've never delivered one of these before.
Hello. You must be Cody.
Yeah, I'm Cody. Who are you?
I'm what you ordered. I'm your mail order bride.
Hey, now hold the phone ski here, guys. Dude, there's got to be some kind of shipping and handling error, right? I mean, I ordered a Kalashnikov ham radio.
Oh, I see what happened. When you ordered your Kalashnikov, you wrote down Kalashnikova instead.
Oh, that's me, Ludmila Kalashnikova, 100% virgin mail order bride. Come to me, honey bunch. Let me hold you to my bosoms.
Mom, can you make me a tuna sandwich?
Can't you make it yourself?
I'm busy.
Guys, I need you to screen my calls today. Now listen, okay? I'm here if it's Bobby, Carrie, Jenny, Diane, or Steve S. Now, I'm not here if it's Billy, Jackie, Larry, Joel, or Steve P. Now, if Steve W. calls, ask me and I'll decide then.
Karen! We don't have time for this. I haven't had time to go to the bathroom since 8 o'clock this morning.
We have a cordless phone. Take it with you.
Has anybody seen my socks?
We're a little busy here, son.
Yeah, they don't have time for that. Now, listen, I need you guys to tape Nightline for me.
Dana, okay? Can't you do this yourself?
No, do you have any notes?
Hey! Now, that's enough. Everybody, we're having a family meeting right now.
Oh, God, another Brady Bunch moment.
Sit down, Blondie.
What crawled up their shorts?
Who knows? They're old. Could be anything.
Karen, come on down. All right, you guys. Now, we have something that we think it's important to discuss with you.
Oh, no. You're not having another kid, are you?
No. As a matter of fact, we're thinking of getting rid of a couple we already have. Karen!
Ooh, is it Steve S?
Karen, it is not Steve S, Steve P, Steve W, or Steve anybody. Now, just sit down. We're having a family meeting.
Okay, but hurry. I'm expecting a call.
It has come to our attention that the six of you are either selfish, lazy, or brain dead. And Frank and I are tired of doing things that the six of you are perfectly capable of doing for yourselves.
Like what?
Mark, what is your IQ?
187. Technically, I'm a genius.
Do you think there is any chance, Mr. Genius, that you could make yourself a stinking tuna sandwich?
I guess so.
Do it!
Oh, man, she busted you.
JT. Yeah, how old are you, son?
I don't know. 19?
That's right, you're 19. That means you can vote for the president. You can serve in the armed forces. You can sign a binding contract. You think you can find your own socks?
So, what are you saying? You're not going to help us anymore?
No. What we are saying is that we are your parents. We are not your answering service, your short order cooks, your maid, or your finder of lost socks.
That's right. So from now on, don't bug us unless one of three things is happening. Number one, you're bleeding. Number two, you're in jail. Or number three, you want to leave this house forever and you need a ride to the bus.
Karen,
Can I ask a question?
Are you bleeding?
No.
Well, then we're out of here.
I just walked onto the set of Hee Haw.
The guys are helping me make a demo tape.
Karen, no offense to you and the Beverly Hillbillies, but I don't get country music. I mean, I don't know why you would want to sing about pickup trucks and a cheating hearts and a poor old dead dog. And...
Because it is fun. And the guys are going to help me become a big country star. Then I'll have my own fan club, my own tour bus, and a stormy marriage that inspires an ABC movie of the week.
Karen, what exactly makes you think that you're going to be the queen of country music?
Well, I read an ad in the paper that said a big record producer has come to Port Washington to find new country singing talent.
Big record producers only come to Port Washington when their planes crash here.
You don't think I can make it, do you?
Not by answering an ad in the Port Washington Bugle.
Fine. Be that way. If you keep up that attitude, I'll get Shannon Doherty to play you in the movie.
Oh, look, comrade, dude, I ordered a ham radio, but you sent me a woman instead. No, a woman, you know, a chick, a babe, a Brodsky. No, not a jet ski, a Brodsky. Hello? Hello? Dude. That's the last time I do business with the former Soviet Union.
Cody, you gotta talk to this woman. Where is she?
She asked me for my credit card. She turns around and runs right down to the mall.
Cody! Do you know you only have $2,000 limit on your credit card?
Man, even communist chicks know how to spend.
Cody, my little pickled herring. We luck out like Yeltsin's bartender. Pride magazine has special fold-out section on most romantic honeymoons. You like Poconos?
No. Listen, come here. Sit down for a second. Okay. There's not going to be any wedding, okay?
Now hold the phone, homeboy. Ludmila, good girl, you're not going to get the milk unless you buy the cow.
No, wait, hold on a second. I'm not talking about that. Okay. What I mean is, I just don't think we should get married, you know? I mean, hey, people should get married because they're in love, not because of some shipping and handling error. You know, I was thinking maybe it'd be better if you kind of just, went on back to Russia, you know?
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, that's a big net to that. I'm in America, and I'm not going back to country that has toilet paper that feels like Brillo pad.
Oh, okay, so there's some drawbacks to living in Russia, but hey, look at the bright side. You guys got a killer hockey team. Come on.
Listen, Buster, there's no turning back now. You send for me, I come, we get married. Now, Ludmilla going to Van to try on skimpy camisole for wedding night. No peeking. Important to keep mystery in marriage.
Bernie, Jeremy, great news. My dad got a bunch of tickets to the Packers game tomorrow, and he's gonna take the whole soccer team.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, all you gotta do is get your dad to sign his permission slip I got here.
I don't know if I wanna bug my dad. He's kind of been a butthead lately.
Well, you gotta get your dad to sign that slip if you wanna go to the game.
Okay, I'll try. I just hope he doesn't go mental on me. Hey, Dad.
Oh, what is it?
Can I talk to you for a second?
I'm a little busy here, son.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I need 20 bucks.
Hey, Uncle Frank, dude. I got a problem, okay? There's like this big Russian lady living in my van.
Hey, you have all got to solve these problems yourselves. Now go away. Go on.
Dad?
What?
Nothing.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Academy of Country Music for giving me this award. And I'd like to send my love out to my husband, Buddy, at the Betty Ford Center.
Yippee-ki-yay, it's the Rhinestone Cowgirl.
You know, Dana, you can joke all you want, but I took my tape down to that record producer, and he loved it. In fact, he's sending out demos to all the major record companies. All it cost me was $500.
Karen, you gave $500 to some sleazy record producer?
He is not sleazy. He had a very nice hotel room by the airport. You gave your life savings to a guy you don't even know?
Yeah, I hate to say this, but you got majorly ripped off.
You guys just do not believe that I have the talent to make it.
No, it's just that you can't go around handing money to the first stranger who tells
you... Okay, I know. It's a million to one shot for anybody to make it. But this producer thinks that I'm great, okay? And if you don't believe me, I'll get him on the phone and you can ask him yourself. Marty Green's room, please. Well, that's impossible. He can't have checked out. He was supposed to be here all week. Well, did he leave a message for Karen Foster? Well, do you have a number where I can reach him? Yeah, I see. Thanks.
Sorry.
Just leave me alone.
Living with pigs.
Hey, Frank.
Oh, hey, Bill. What's going on here?
I'm taking the team to a Packers game today.
Well, Brenda never mentioned it to us.
Oh, he can't go. He's busy today. We gotta get some equipment from his room for practice tomorrow.
Oh, sure. Well, come on in, Bill.
Thanks.
Well, that's really weird. Brendan should have mentioned a game to us. He loves the Packers.
Yeah, it sounded weird to me, too. But, you know, kids, they got a million things going on. Who can keep up?
Okay. You got this,
soccer balls by Mr. Riley.
Yeah, hold on there, boys. I think you may have just killed one of your soccer balls. Excuse me.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. I know you're really busy, so why don't I just go upstairs?
Yeah, why don't you just stay right here?
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's go on outside and let Brendan here talk with his dad.
Come on. Sit down. So you want to tell me what's going on?
Well, I wanted to go to the game, but I needed you to sign a permission slip.
Well, why didn't you ask me?
I tried to, but you're really busy and we had that meeting about how I'm not supposed to bug you and stuff.
Oh. Well, son, I think I owe you an apology about that. Carol and I want you guys to find your own socks and make your own sandwiches, but when it comes to important stuff, you gotta know you can come to us.
Well, how do I know stuff's important?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't know for sure, then you come and ask us and we'll tell you, huh? We're your parents, son. I mean, that's what we're here for. In the meantime, I think you should go enjoy your Packers game, huh? Go on, take off.
Hey, Dad, can I have some money for a hot dog?
I saw $5 down there. Here's $5 and here's your hat. And, oh, by golly, there's your retainer. Have a good time.
Cody, man, you gotta think of something. There's no way you can marry this Russian woman.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. I'll tell Ludmila I can't marry her because I'm gonna become a priest.
It's not gonna work. She's gonna find out you're lying.
Well, not if I really become a priest.
Cody, I have wonderful news for you.
Hey, you're gonna give me back my credit card.
Even better. I was down at the Golden Arches when I saw the man of my dreams.
Ronald McDonald?
No, Sergei. What a hunk. A combination Dolph Lundgren and Bob Saget.
Hey, Ludmila, is this your way of giving me the old heave-ho?
Totally. Sergei is naturalized citizen. He's making me real American. You're off the hook, big guy.
Hey, Ludmila, Titi, congratulations. All right.
I'd love to stay and chat, but Sergei is waiting outside in a new Lexus coupe with gold package and premium sound system. Goodbye, Codeman.
Goodbye.
Now you know how we stay warm all winter. Eat your heart out, baby. Yeah.
Hey, I'm no longer under Russian domination.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm too young to get drunk, so I thought I'd just get fat.
Well, I have got a little something that I think is going to cheer you up.
What?
Well, I know how much you like country music, so I made a little request for you. Come on. Come on!
You know, a little while ago, somebody dropped off a tape of a local gal singing a Patti Loveless tune. The artist's name is Karen Foster, and I think this little lady's going places.
What's my song? How'd they get that?
I took it down there.
You did? Why?
Well, I know I made fun of you, you know, about the whole country music thing, but I listened to your demo and... you're really talented. I think you're really good.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, just listen to yourself.